I like the look of these shoes. They're not especially comfortable. I remember now why I bought them, wore them for a while, and then put them in the closet. Dug them out relatively recently and went like, oh, right, these shoes. Man, these look good. Why did I stop wearing them? Like, oh, right, yeah. They're just hard-bottomed on the inside, which is a bad way to go. Yeah, maybe I can go get like an insult? What do they call those? Dr. Scholes. Go see my man, the doctor. Dr. Scholes. Dr. Scholl, I guess. Apostrophe, that's right. Set up with some cushion. Actually, the clearance on these shoes is not great, so if I got too much cushion, then my feet would be ramming into the top. That car is going the wrong way on a one-way street. Sir, you are pointing at me. You are not supposed to be there in any way. Mistakes have been made. That's a fun day streaming. The time flew on that Switch stream. I didn't even realize. And they were like, oh, it's 2:00. I'm like, oh, shit. We gotta maybe book it through these last few. Skip out on Just Dance, I guess. Originally, he's like, oh, are we going to have time to record this? We've got these guys coming in with this game. Are we going to record that separately? Like, no, there's not going to be time to film something between these. We'll just get them on the show. First segment of the show. Boom. They're already coming in. I think it's been close to a year since I'd seen Rich. Good to have him in town, hang out a bit. I didn't see a lot of people during GDC. It's just a bunch of other stuff going on. And, you know, Adam and Lang were kicking around doing their thing. I didn't get in touch. I know they were out doing meetings, doing business. And my Switch showed up, and my Pro Controller, which, as of last night, was showing up as a Monday delivery. So, good on Amazon for suddenly getting me my Pro Controller today instead of Monday, I guess. I don't know what I'm gonna fucking do with that thing. I want to set it up where I play games, but the TV I currently have only has two HDMI ports. And I've got a PS4 and an Xbox hooked up. I don't know if I want to just dick around with HDMI ports all the time. Maybe I just get a splitter? Or a switcher or something? I don't know. A switcher would probably add latency. Oh, my Switch came from Best Buy. Only the Pro Controller came from Amazon. Yeah, I heard, heard some people kind of got... Heard some shit went bad today. I guess, I haven't used a switcher since I had this sweet S-Video switcher. It's component in S-Video. I got a component switcher that was pretty good for PS2 and Xbox games and all that shit. For HDMI, I bet they must make an automatic switcher, right? Like just a splitter that's just like, oh, as long as you don't get funny and turn on all three of the things hooked up to this. We will just automatically flip to the thing that's on. They must make that. That must work. Because I bought another Nintendo console today. The Analog NT Mini. If a switcher's cheap, I'll just go that route. If it's expensive, I'll probably just swap cables around and hope for the best, because I'll probably end up getting a new TV this year. I don't know what to do in that, because I kind of want a home theater set up. I've got one in my bedroom, but we never really use it, because we don't really watch much TV in there. Or play some games in there, but not much. So if I bought a new TV, then I would, you know, I could just get a receiver that also handles all the 4K stuff and everything. And then at that point, you've got more than enough ports for what I would want to do. But I wonder if I could get one that has two outputs. So I could output to all my HDMI stuff to that Elgato box I've got hooked up. That probably exists. That'd be a lot easier than dicking around with cables, because right now I've got just the PS4 hooked up to a splitter that strips the HDCP, and then that goes to the TV and to the Elgato. Yeah, sounds like it's all possible. Maybe I'll dick around on Motto Price this weekend and see what's up. But yeah, that Analog NT Mini just seems cool. I saw the one, you know, obviously the one that Peter's got. And then Frank Cifaldi from the Video Game History Foundation. Had one as well. I saw a little bit of the menus and stuff like that very briefly when I did that IGN stream. And I was like, man, this thing seems fucking nice. First rule of HDC. Yeah, well, yeah. I guess. I mean, you can turn it off, but, like, that's the thing, is, like, the process of turning it on and off sort of sucks. So it's easier just to be like, hey, I'm just going to go into this thing and problem solved. It was great having Steve on. Yeah, I want to talk to those guys. It'll be fun to get them in, you know, once the kind of the craziness of GDC is all settled down and PAX is all settled down, maybe we'll figure something out, get them in, and, you know, play these games for a good chunk of time. You know, settle in with some of the games. What I'm saying is, let's do an 18-hour stream of Drax Night Out. Really get to the bottom of this thing. No, it sounds like that they had a very good GDC IMA backer of the Video Game History Foundation Patreon, and just kind of peeking in on their Discord server here and there. It sounds like you know, they had an area set up at GDC and had some developers come by and talking to people. I talked to someone who had a build of a game that
has never really been seen of a game that didn't come out in the form that he has it in, and kind of said, hey, you should definitely be talking to these guys. Sounds like he had already talked to them, so, you know, that sounds like they're getting out there and talking to people. They know everybody. I just want to see that stuff get out there. Playable builds of games that were never released, or, you know, just like all those weird curiosities over the years. Love to see that stuff just be available. And all the documentation stuff, too. They put up their stuff from, like, the NES announcement and launch and all that other stuff. Like, the pictures of the AVS, the original version they showed at CES that had the different gun, different everything. Like, just crazy-looking device. That stuff's really cool. I also brought home the Office Switch because I guess I'm probably going to have to deactivate my account from those. Or deactivate my accounts from that one before I put them on. Put them on mine. And then I guess I'm going to put that Switch in a drawer and not use it anymore? Because it won't have any games or saves on it? Like, for our purposes, the way we use consoles and stuff like that, their account system doesn't really seem any better for us if saves don't transfer, so it'll be there in case someone who is not me wants to review a Switch game, I guess, because I don't think anyone else bought one, except for Drew. Maybe I could get him to review some games. I don't know shit. Try to activate before deactivating. Yeah, I'm probably gonna. I probably will do that. If I can't just use the Office one as your own and give your new one to the Office, because I don't want it. I bought mine. I want to use mine. Mine came with gray Joy-Cons. The unit itself is superior because it came with better-looking Joy-Cons. Also, yeah, I totally dropped the Office one, which, you know, the unit itself suffered no damage, so whatever. But all know. I think the gray ones look so much fucking better than the neon ones. It's ridiculous. The neon Joy-Cons just look lame. And having one of each, like, I get, like, oh, well, you got the blue one. You're a player that, you know, like I get it. It just, I just think it looks dumb. You know, you can order the additional set of Joy-Cons, I guess, and then match them blue or match them red, which might be neat. Yeah, just red on both sides, I guess. I wouldn't go with the blue. An off-brand icy, yeah, as if it's a slush puppy or something. I wonder if the controllers know what color they are, so if you are using them in a game, if they show up appropriately. Did 1-2 Switch do that? And also, yes, just pro controllers, so you can act like they don't exist. That's smart. Unless, apparently, you try to play Blaster Master Zero, which, that's a, what a weird... I don't get it. Like, the first time, it wasn't while we were streaming, but when I launched that for the first time, it basically just came up with the controller, like the generic kind of like, press L and R on the controller you want to use screen, and then it shows the three controller types up at the top of, like, docked on the sides, or in a grip, or loose, or whatever, and then the pro controller, but if there's dark, the pro controller was dark with a line through it. I was like, nah, you can't, no, do not use a pro controller. I was like, why? This game would be better with that. Why would, hold up. They're working on a patch for Blaster Master? Okay. Figured they would have to. What a weird thing. Wonder if that's why they pushed back the North American launch. Like, we'll put it out in Japan because we can get away with that there. But also, I wonder if I can just yank that micro SD card out and put it in the other Switch. After, I mean, the accounts will have to be activated, obviously, to, you know, to really play the games. But I wonder if that'll be enough so where I don't have to download them again. I guess I should buy a bigger... Like, I filled up that 8 gig card almost. Like, it's... Well, whatever. I don't need to buy a bigger one because, you know, I can wait for more games to come out. If that's a problem, I'll... Delete the Witch on the Bike game. Holy shit, that thing. What the fucking fuck, right? I've got bigger micro SD cards laying around, but I think one of them is in my 3DS. Huh. Yeah. I don't know if I have a micro SD card that I could use that is bigger than 8. I'll have to look and see, like, how much, like, what, like, they go for, like, 256 now? It's like $60 or something, 40, 50, 60, somewhere around there, 70. I am really surprised that saves don't seem to transfer. Or that there doesn't seem to be any mechanism for transferring saves. No, you know what? Surprise is not the word. I actually suspected that would be the case. It's why I didn't play more Zelda. But it's still lame. I guess whatever. Like, you know, that's, who the fuck is gonna be moving games from one Switch to another right at launch, especially? You know, they've got plenty of time before they need to, before they have enough, a bunch of users looking to do that. But that'll lead to cases where it's like, you know, maybe you bought one Switch now and you got, like, let's say, 2 kids. What happens when, like, they love the Switch so much because it's such a successful system? Oh my God, can't get enough. You're like, oh, well, you know, these kids are just fighting over it. We're going to have to buy a second Switch. And then one kid is like, all right, cool, I'm going to move my saves over. And you're like, you fucking can't. Ah, good. That's a legit reason to offer that type of transfer. It's not just dipshits like me. I meant to test if you could have the Switch docked and use headphones, and I forgot.
Yo, Just Blaze, man, I want to see you battle Primo.
Come on, Just
Blaze, yo, you got it. Let's go Rockefeller with Primo.
They try to say that short, they try to take it. I just think that I'm too small. Cause I don't get upset. I kick a hole in the speaker, pull a plug, then I jam. And I dance.
Yes, you can, you just said, okay, good enough. We got some questions about that.
Come on, tell
Why not? Here's some noises from Q-Bert.
Thank you.
Cool that the Twilight Zone pinball machine has a, like a digitized, not digitized, like a version of this song in it. So glad you didn't pre-order or buy the Switch today.
I
think people that get one will find a reason to make it worthwhile over time, even if they don't like a lot of it past Zelda, or even if they don't really like Zelda. The Switch will get to a decent place that I think will make it viable and all that stuff if you don't feel it's there already. It's a neat idea. It's weird. It doesn't, you know, there are things about it that seem suspect. The current state of the online stuff is a sad state of affairs. There's a lot of holes to poke in that thing, you know? But I'm still excited at the prospect of new video game hardware being out there, you know? And I hope it finds some solid footing post-launch. I hope it doesn't take long for it to become, like, significantly more than the Zelda machine. I think enough of their core ideas are sensible to where I can look at it and go like, they'll probably get there. There'll probably be enough on this system to where it feels worthwhile for people to like Nintendo's games or want a portable indie game experience, you know? Same time when you go like, what if you combined a Wii U with a Vita? You're like, oh man, that's no one is gonna buy any of that. What are you even talking about?
Now, stay fly with our new crew, starting with Buzzy Buzz.
You like triple OT, man.
Heather B brings you into the happy hour every weeknight.
Happy hour around here.
Katie Breen
delivers the block party every weekend.
Do y'all know how ill he could be?
Then experience the flyest era on what?
Sirius XM original channel.
Channel 47. Or listen when you get out the car with the Sirius XM app.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule?
Do I need the flexibility to take classes on my schedule?
Do you want to
have college credits to transfer?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits.
For information, text the word NEWS1 to 35517.
Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University.
To learn more about ASU online degrees, text NEWS1 to 35517.
Booty for the booty.
check with my niggas and we on the body. Yeah. And I'ma make niggas respect it and y'all niggas fight.
Stacks having a check it, baby. Let's go. Gully grind is entertainment. Turn me up. Hey.
Wait.
Yes.
DJ Hollywood mixing live.
I needed those horns.
Tuesday Night Live. Come on.
I needed those horns tonight.
Imagine if all the rappers were to get with all the athletes, our activists and actors for a conference in Zaire to meet with all the ambassadors in the motherland. Tell them we're coming back for her. America, we know what we need to be a massacre. Zimbabwe would be full of drug dealers and traffickers. Smoking Rasta, pick off the host for Magica, tell Tabitha, let a nigga do it faster. So we can build a neighborhood out in Zambia, tell Khaled to build another one in Tanzania. What if J&B went to bought some land in Egypt, and Puffy put a strip of clothes off the sands of Egypt? Since America gets in the scene, let's show them why you live and fight the hand of Egypt. Call Anchor to light the city up. Trucking and trapping, baby, West Coast in the check-in. What if they had a colony in Nigeria? A king of diamonds in Liberia. Longer than Algeria, ain't got them from Nigeria. And if you black, you fit the criteria. We need Oprah to open up some more schools. Tell Mike Jordan we need some more shoes. Make sure every rapper still got Pro Tools. Understand I be a bold one.
New Africa.
Like Obama the president. And daddy from Kenya, so that make even better sense. Tell Morehouse to bring all the medicine. Machi got a party out here. Tell him let us
yeah.
New Africa. New Africa. New Africa. Tell the motherland that the nigga coming back for her.
I like that joint.
He likes that joint.
Prince, baby.
Yeah. Good to know.
Brand new AC locks, baby. Sway, what up?
All right. I'm home. And that's good. So I'm going to go do that. I'm going to, I don't know, hang out. Set up the Switch at some point this weekend and do something with it. I'll see you later. Have a good week.